From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The iPod is about to get some competition from a weighty competitor. Microsoft has just released the Zune. That's Z-U-N-E. The portable player has a few features the iPod does not. But as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, there's a lot of skepticism about how much market share Microsoft can take from Apple.
The Zune looks, well, a lot like an iPod, except in addition to white and black, the Zune comes in brown. It weighs more than 5.6 ounces versus 4.8 for the comparable iPod, and it has a slightly larger video screen, 3 inches versus 2.5. But unlike the iPod, the Zune has what Microsoft is hoping will be its big selling point.
There you see it recognized your device. So when I click send, it's going to prompt you if you'd like to receive that song.
That's Matt Jubilier, product manager for the Zune. He's explaining how Zune permits users to trade photos and music with other Zune owners wirelessly.
It's a music discovery tool. It's about discovering new favorites from other people that you trust their musical taste. It's about promoting artists that you personally like.
In the series of Zune commercials about to hit the air, happy Zune users are seen sharing tunes and photos while breakdancing, hanging out in the park, and skiing. The phrase that flashes across the screen in most of the promotions is, "Welcome to the social."
Oh, good call on the tune.
Jubilier says Microsoft is trying to tap into the increased interest in using technology in social ways.
And have that be all a part of an experience that today is very isolated and with Zune is very social and connected.
Like the iPod, Zune is a complete system. The Zune marketplace will function much like iTunes, although initially with less music, 2 million songs versus 3.5 million on iTunes. Zune has one other feature not on an iPod, one we at NPR admittedly like. A radio.
Now, in 2004, Ohio was...
The buzz on tech websites and among reviewers has been decidedly skeptical. Some reviewers have been let down by the wireless music sharing system. While it's possible to exchange music, the recipient only gets to play the song for 3 days or three times, whichever comes first. Then they must decide if they want to buy it. Mike McGuire, an analyst at Gartner Research, says some consumers might not be happy when they discover that the Zune Marketplace store excludes people who purchase players that worked with the previous system promoted by Microsoft, the Play for Sure stores.
Some people might be asking themselves, I converted from CDs, I went to MP3s, now I want to use these legitimate online stores that carried the Play for Sure logo in these devices. And now what, I have to change again? Do I get any credit for what I've spent the last several years?
There is only a single-sized Zune. It will cost $249.99 for a 30-gigabyte hard drive that holds 7,500 songs. Apple, which has cornered some 75% of the MP3 player market, has several players of different sizes and prices. iPod also has momentum, and it has something that Microsoft just doesn't. It's what reviewers, users, artists think about the iPod.
It's hard to compete with something that's been defined by all those people as being, quote, cool, unquote. It's kind of tough. You can't buy cool. And right now, that's what's been selling.
Microsoft is putting millions of dollars behind the Zune, and the company has a lot riding on it, says analyst Rob Enderle. Microsoft is trying to become less reliant on profits from its Windows operating system. The Zune is part of its effort to enter the entertainment market.
The next big battle that they're facing is the battle for the digital living room. And we're dealing with some interesting times with some big players entering and wanting to play in the space.
Enderle says he wouldn't be too quick to write off the Zune. After all, Microsoft went from being an underdog in the game console space to number two with its Xbox, right behind Sony. And he says Microsoft is good at sticking with the product and making each new version better. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.